Hello, my darlings. How are you? You are at sit fucking duck bleep 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 but shit
Sit
over.
a
Do you ever feel like a plastic bag drifting through the wind, wanting to start again? Do you ever feel this so paper thin, like a house of cards, one blow from caving in? Do you ever feel already buried? Hear a thing, do you know that there's still a chance for you? 'Cause there's a spark in you. You just gotta ignite the light and let it shine. Just own the night like the 4th of July. 'Cause baby, you're a firework. Come on, show 'em what.
Oh, my darlings. You are here on Wednesday. It is what, the 5th today of September, and it is a really pretty day. I am your host, Lisa Lee, and you are here to sit a spell with me. But I have some huge news. Ready? Drum roll, please. Teresa Savina, the beautiful, effervescent, and what else did I call you, T?
Fabulous, ever the awesome. There's a plethora of names that you
There
call
is
me,
a
darling.
plethora of names. Anyway, so my darling T, guess what? She has agreed to, from now on, be my co-host. So she is going to be a permanent fixture on the show from now on. And drum roll, please. Bum, 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 bum. The beautiful,
No, don't do
awesome,
that.
amazing,
God.
Angel Face
No!
Ashley has also agreed to be a permanent fixture on the show. So,
Oh, that name's never gonna leave me now.
nope, Ashley the Angel Face.
Oh, God! I have freckles. She said they are kisses from angels.
She's so cute.
Oh.
So,
We love Ashley.
yeah. So, from now on, it won't be just Sit a Spell with Lisa Lee. It's going to be the Sit a Spell Show.
With Lisa Lee, T, and Ashley.
Yeah.
Hey, yay!
That's not a mouthful, let me tell you.
That's kind of a mouthful. So, I'm excited, you guys. Thank you so much for agreeing to be on the show with me from now on. It's not just my show, it's our show.
Oh, it sounds so weird.
I know, but it's awesome. So,
This
we
should
have.
be very interesting.
It will be very interesting. Well, you know, I always. Everybody says that the shows are getting better and better and better. Oh, Josh is cute. Josh just said, the witch team. Which team? That team.
It's like a song.
Song.
And as long as we can keep your mom from being tongue-tied, we'd be great. Wow.
Yeah, that'll be a challenge.
Oh, that was funny, though.
So it's our show, guys. And like I was saying before, somebody so rudely, actually it was the cat. I keep getting these emails saying that the show is getting better and better, and they love when I have you guys on at the same time. It's like a little party going on, and so I'm like, well, why don't we just make it a permanent thing?
Oh, permanent party.
It's a permanent party. How cool are we?
Yeah, baby.
That's right. Oh, are you gonna do Irish tonight or no?
Nope, not doing Irish tonight, my darling.
Oh
All
my God,
right.
I could do the movie from
I'm
Brave.
gonna make you wait for it.
Ashley just said she can do the movie Brave. Do it.
Or from that tiny movie. I only practiced it a little bit. Ready? Okay, this is super embarrassing, but I practiced. Okay. If you had the chance to change your fate, would you?
Oh, you're so cute. Let me
No.
pinch your cheek.
I practice at night.
I'm so proud of you, Ashley.
Thank you. Thank you.
Not only are you cute, adorable little angel face,
Oh my
but you
God.
practiced your accent.
Oh,
Oh, awesome.
no.
So I went to the fair yesterday for the first time in like 20 years, the Great Minnesota Get Together.
God, I love it.
I hate the fair.
I love
There's
it.
like 200
Love it.
bazillion people there. It's very hot. But all the food is on sticks. And my cat isn't. Oh, bear, really? Bear is heat again.
I keep telling you, get that little bullet and put it in the cat toy.
I'm so not doing that. Oh, don't be sad. So I ate so much food on a stick yesterday, it was ridiculous. But it was so delicious.
So
Oh my
delicious.
God. I even ate cheese on a stick.
Did you get the jalapeno
Well,
kind?
my big question is, did you try the butter on the stick?
No, I did
No,
not.
I would never do that. Gross.
Did not.
Yes, I call it the Great State Coronary Bypass Surgery Fair.
That's so true too. And so I came home from the fair yesterday, all pumped, exhausted because it was so hot out. And guess what I found in my house?
More spiders?
Yes, I am like a freaking ninja when it comes to these spiders now. I can look and not look. That just sounded like an
Yeah,
airheaded thing.
yes, it did.
Like that commercial, we can talk or not
Can you
talk,
talk?
and they like
Oh.
peas. But I can sense if they're behind me. I swear to God, I've got spidey senses
No, I
now.
do that too. They're
Now
scary.
that could be either psychic sense or extreme paranoia because you know they're in your room.
It's not paranoia. Don't take it there.
So yeah, I've got more spider issues, but I am so fast now, like a ninja, that I've literally got my little vacuum. I can get those spiders. You can't see what I'm doing, but I'm really good.
I can attest.
I'm fast. And
So
then,
you're sucking them up with your vacuum?
yes, and then I put a Band-Aid on top of the little hole part so that they can't get out, because I was told that the when you vacuum them up, that they break their little legs and they die. But I picked up the vacuum after a day and one crawled out and I almost peed.
Well, yeah, you gotta empty that. You have to empty it outside, way in the back of your property there, where it's a nice spidery habitat.
No, we already.
Doesn't that mean if she empties it, then the live ones will crawl out?
Yes, they have to be dead first. Sorry.
Oh, no. You just take your vacuum to the back 40 there, and where all the nice spidery environment is, you just kind of pour them out and you say,
You
thank you
pour
for
them
trying
out.
to share your message with me, but you scare the shit out of me.
Oh, you're gonna get beeped.
I know, I'm sorry.
Oh, no.
Ooh, Josh is gonna beep you. So what
Because
did you go?
it's obvious that spider medicine is in your life. You're supposed to learn something from a spider.
How to be quick on
How?
my feet?
Yeah, explain. Tell me,
Explain.
am I supposed to learn from the centipedes in my house then? Because they can all literally die.
Agreed.
Oh, you guys are just evil. You gotta appreciate all the animals that come into your little houses because there's stuff you're supposed to learn from them.
No.
Yes, yes.
No.
Oh, quit being a coward.
That's me.
So
Takes the initiative.
here, I'm gonna tell you what spider is about. Let me tell you. Let me tell you. I go to my favorite shamanism totem animal site. And spider wisdom includes the master weaver, the weaver of the web of fate, wisdom, creativity, divine inspiration, shape-shifting, understanding the patterns of illusion, and the female energy for the creative force of life. You're supposed to learn something from spider.
Nope. Sorry.
Can't we just like get the hint after the first 70 that she got?
Exactly. Hint taken, spiders. Now take my hint because you should see that your brothers and sisters are getting sucked up into my little dirt devil every single day.
They need to know.
Next
So
thing you'll put little sticky fly paper up on the walls as your wallpaper now.
don't
You'll
think I
have
won't
little
do it.
spiders stuck.
I'll vacuum.
Okay. So, what did you guys do since we last spoke? Anything special? Anything fun?
I went to the fair and I saw Rascal Flatts and I melted and it was wonderful and I ate so much food and I love food, so there you go.
T, what about you?
Well, let's see. On the wonderful energy of the blue moon, full moon, I did a protection ritual with my neighbors actually. The young man that I was talking about last week who had the spirit thing going on in his dorm.
Yep.
So it was kind of interesting because the minute I spoke the spirit's name, his cell phone went off at the precise moment. It was really fun and interesting. Wow. So, and then tonight I've been torturing my husband.
Oh, nice. Poor Vinny.
Yeah. Well, yeah, he has this problem with a sebaceous cyst on his neck. Yeah, I cut it. And I know you love gross stuff, so here you go.
Oh, my
I
God.
I cut and squeezed, and he was screaming. And then he just magically went into the zone when the endorphins hit. And he kind of left his body for a little bit there.
Yeah.
But, yeah, that was my fun night so far.
Oh, boy.
I just lost my appetite.
Yeah, no. I
forgot. We did spells on Friday for the blue moon as well. We did a lot of protection ones and a lot of... That was a really positive, really great night.
And it was beautiful.
Yeah, it really
was.
Oh,
God.
It was delicious energy.
Oh, and did I tell you that I don't know, did I? I know I told you, but you know how I've got somebody's initial on the back of my neck?
Uh-huh.
I figured out what I'm going to do to cover it.
Yay!
Yay! What are you going to do with it?
Because I've got Ashley, Kayla, and Heather's initials in Theban. Or did I do runes? Yeah, Theban. On the back of my neck. And then I also have you-know-whos. So what I'm going to do is cover up you-know-whos with the sun. Because, you know, I'm taking back my light.
Yay!
I think it's perfect.
Yeah, I think it's...
Power to the feminine.
Ugh. Right. So Ash has some news for us. Let's see. Let's pull them up. Oops, sorry. These... Oh, I'm sorry. You've got four.
Holy Jesus! Okay. And the first one is called Local Wiccan Group Finds Building for Worship. Woohoo! In Memphis.
Yay!
A Wiccan group now has a building for worship, becoming the first Mid-South group to do so. The Temple of the Sacred Gift is a local chapter of the Aquarian Tabernacle Church based out of the state of Washington. They have official nonprofit status with the IRS, making them just like any church in Memphis. While some are taken aback by having self-proclaimed witches in the Bible Belt, the Wiccans of this temple sat down with News Channel 3 to explain their beliefs and practices. Reverend Sonia Miller, a co-founder and high priestess of the Temple of the Sacred Gift, said the focus is on worshiping nature. We and the earth are one, and so, therefore, we feel we are responsible for the earth, and we should take care of it, said Miller. The temple holds worship every other week and often puts on festivals. About 40 people attend each worship, while hundreds can show up at some of the festivals. Participants include local policemen, lawyers, and business owners. They believe in a god and a goddess, and they believe in an afterlife. However, we do not believe in Satan or the devil or hell. We do not believe that the god and goddess need to use fear to make humans good.
Oh, that's brilliant.
I agree. That's really awesome. What do you think about that in the Bible Belt?
I think it's really cool. I say you go, girls.
That's crazy. Because you know the Bible Belt, like...
Is, yeah.
Yeah. The next one. Scarecrows. Guardians of the Harvest is the next one. Anyone who watches horror movies regularly knows just how creepy scarecrows can be. On the flip side, sometimes they're fun and decorated in a country cut style or silky, oh, silly. God, I can't read. Like the lovable If I Only Had a Brain type in The Wizard of Oz. Oh, sing it. Although they haven't always looked the way they do now, scarecrows have been around a long time and have been used in a number of different cultures. In the fields of ancient Greece, wooden statues were placed in the fields, carved to represent Priapus. Although he was the son of Aphrodite, Priapus was also hideously ugly. That's sad. And his most prominent feature was his constant and huge erection. Oh, God.
Did you say he has a boner?
Yeah. Huge. Constant. I think that's actually a problem, but birds tended to avoid fields where Priapus resided, so as Greek influence spread into Roman territory, Roman farmers soon adopted the practice. Pre-feudal Japan used different kinds of scarecrows in their rice fields, but the most popular one was the kakashi. Old dirty rags and noisemakers, like bells and sticks, were mounted on a pole in the field and then lit on fire. The flames, and presumably the smell, kept birds and other animals away from the rice fields. The word kakashi meant something stinky. Eventually, Japanese farmers began making scarecrows that looked like people in raincoats and hats. Sometimes they were equipped with weaponry to make them look even more frightening. Your kitty is rubbing up on me. Oh, God.
Uh-oh. Oh, maybe she's a scarecrow with something to perch on.
She won't.
Oh, there. Ew. Stop.
God, go away.
Oh, ugh.
I'm a little violated. Okay. The next one.
I'm going to have a happy shower tonight.
Yeah, I will. Special report. Wicca. Okay, Wicca is a religion many people don't know much about. East Texas Wiccans say their religion is misunderstood. They hope by telling their stories, the community will better understand them. We'd like to point out that KYTX CBS 19 News has no position on Wicca or paganism. We present the story as information about a little-known religion being practiced in East Texas. Thanks, KYTX. Good job. Wicca is a religion that stems from paganism, traced back to the days before Christ. It's a nature-based faith that's practiced all over the world. There's a pagan community here in East Texas, but it's very secluded. The two women spoke to asked to remain anonymous. Why? Come on to the broom closet. So we have concealed.
Yeah, but it's Texas.
I know. Well, if they can do it in the Bible Belt.
No, that's true.
So, we have concealed their identities. Despite their concerns about talking on camera, these women want to clear up what they call myths and misconceptions about their religion. East Texas Wiccans, Lady K and Crystal, explain at the core of every pagan faith is nature. We celebrate the bounty of the earth and nature and the cycles of nature, and that's what our holidays and traditions are based on, Lady K says. They compare their faith to Buddhism and other peaceful Eastern religions. We believe in harm none, Lady K says. That means animals, people bring no harm to what you do. The symbol of Wiccan paganism is the five-point star. The top always points up, representing God. And I lost my place. Would you like to say anything? There is no devil in paganism or Wicca.
We knew that.
Yeah. So thank you, Texas, for actually having a news story on this. It's helpful.
Oh, there's 17 comments on that one. It's simple. There are 7 billion human beings on this planet, which equates to 7 billion different versions of God. Doesn't matter what religion or not, you affiliate yourself with God, or whatever higher power you seek is personal to each and every one of us. I love that.
I know. Holla.
What are some...
Amen, sister.
Let's see some... I'm
really
sure
nice to see wonderful coverage.
I'm disappointed in my fellow pagans and Wiccans that hid their faces and their beliefs. Well, it's scary to come out of the broom closet. You can't just...
Well, when you're down in Texas, you know, they tend to really make their lives a living hell, you know. They'll lose their jobs and everything. So, you know, I understand it on that basis, you know.
Yep, I know, and they all carry guns.
No, they really do. They're proud of it, which is... To each their own.
Yeah, to each their own.
And the last one. Werewolves in the USA.
Oh my.
Yeah! In the movies, werewolves enjoy much of the same mystique and magnetism as their arch enemy, the vampire. Both are seductive bad boys, although romantic encounters with the prior are portrayed as carnal and wild, as opposed to the mesmerizing sophistication of vampiric liaisons. It is no wonder young heroines have a hard time making up their minds. Lucky for the parents of teenage girls, werewolves are only mythological creatures brewed up in the imaginations of creative storytellers. At least that was what I thought until I flipped through the pages of Linda Godfrey's new book, Real Wolfmen, True Encounters in Modern America.
What?
Godfrey had not thought much of the issue either until late 1991. As a writer for a newspaper in Walworth County, Wisconsin, well, that's very close to us, yes, she had decided to write a story on local reports they had received of a large, hairy animal described as a dog that walked on its hind legs. Her story sparked a nationwide fascination with what was being dubbed the Beast of Bray Road. The events apparently not only piqued the interest of Godfrey, but of people throughout the United States. Since then, Godfrey told me in an interview via email that she has received over 100 similar reports, and like the witnesses in Wisconsin, she believes many of them to be credible. She points out in her book that the History Channel's Monster Quest television show put several witnesses with similar accounts to the test using a polygraph. They all passed. As for the nature of these creatures, she has not found that the reports fit the traditional idea of werewolves that we see in films, Godfrey wrote to me. I do not believe the upright canines are shape-shifting humans, but rather some type of wolf or wolf dog that has adapted to walk bipedally when it wants, or two, as explained to me by some Native Americans, a spirit creature that can move between worlds, dimensions, question mark, but is fully corporeal.
Corporeal.
That's not even a word. when they're here with us. Godfrey's book does not only focus on cases here in America, she also gives a history of the phenomena stemming back for centuries throughout the world. She notes that many of the historic reports are similar to those she has collected in the United States. They also often consist of an upright canid that runs off into the night on two legs. Fortunately, Wolfman reports globally usually result in the creature trying to elude detection as opposed to vicious attack.
Okay, here's my take on this. I know everything I know about werewolves from Twilight.
Oh, so, God, why did you say that out?
And I know that all werewolves have six packs.
And yes, they do.
And the vampires sparkle.
Yes, they do.
That is the
premise.
That's all I know about wolfmen and vampires. Oh, and they're all cute.
But if you
nobody can pass up a Ripley werewolf. I'm sorry.
No.
But if you do consider, like, there are other dimensions, what makes this so far-fetched from, like, the Chupacabra and stuff?
That's a valid point.
I don't know.
Because there are other dimensions out there where other, like, mythological creatures live.
Mm-hmm.
Well, so, I'm a firm believer that all these things that nobody can catch, like Bigfoot and werewolves and all these things, they are popping in from other dimensions. And that's why you can't find them, because they're popping out just like that. I'm a big believer in that.
I don't see why not. It's not like we know everything. I mean, look at all the fish at the sea that we're just finding that are new. And there's new species popping up that we have never recorded. So I guess that's possible. I like to think that they all do have six packs. But beyond that, why not?
Under the
As we all, some of us know, this Saturday is Pagan Pride in Minneapolis, and they have some musical people going in there, and one of two of the performers is the Idiocy and the Pirates of Dreamtime. And tonight we have Dana Jean Walter, who is the director of the wonderful Idiocy ladies, and she's also a member of the Pirates of Dreamtime. So welcome, Dina.
Hello, Miss Teresa. Hello, Teresa and everyone.
Hi, Dina.
Thank you for having me on. Hi.
And we have Ashley.
Yes,
Lisa,
we have
Ashley. Ashley on too.
Hello.
You're at the Pagan Party.
Oh, yes, it's a Pagan Party. I kind of wanted to ask you, because I'm excited every time you guys come out, either the Idiocy or the Pirates of Dreamtime that I've been hearing on, you know, on your website. And I absolutely adore, love all, both groups. And they do some really powerful stuff. A lot of sound healing going on. For those people who don't understand what sound healing is, could you give a little description of how you work and get into those little creases?
I like to get into creases, Teresa. Well, with the Idiocy, we are a chorus of unconventional wild women, and we come together in our with the sonic vibration of working on holding space for people to facilitate their own healing, which is what, you know, our philosophy of healing really is about. And so sonics is a very ancient practice of vibrational healing. And so we sing with music that we learn from different cultures that are specifically designed for healing modalities, as well as we do what we call chanty hoo-ha, which is we kind of read the syntax of what human beings give. You know, like when you're walking down the street and someone's coming towards you and you decide to drive one way and they drive the other, and every once in a while you get a hiccup and you both go this little dance. That's reading the syntax of each other, so we know where we are with each other. And when you read that data, there's a lot of information there, and we work with that and sonically provide vibration for folks to integrate the healing process. With Pirates of Dreamtime, which is a lot more electronic, we do a lot of with synthesizer and acoustic and electric guitar, as well as my voice, and it's there's three of us. And we do a lot of vibrational work with that, just in intention and conceptual art, high artwork. Does that make any sense?
That's really fascinating. Oh, yeah.
Makes sense to me.
So
and what comes out, comes out. Pardon?
How do we find you?
How do we find me?
Yeah, if they want this done.
Oh, they can contact the IDISI through our website, www.theidisi.com. And they can contact us through that or our Facebook page. And the same thing with Pirates of Dreamtime. Pirates of Dreamtime is more of a performance group, as opposed to when you come to our shows or listen to our work on your own, you get that work. IDISI, we do a lot of performing work, but we have several healers within the group. So we've done things for people where we've sung their name for them and done a recording. And a lot of people like to come and sit in the midst of what we're doing and bliss out, get some work done. So those are the best ways to reach us or come to our show and check us out. We'll be performing on Saturday. So
I'm very excited.
So
me too.
Teresa, are you going to Pagan Pride too?
Unfortunately, I'm not going to be able to because I have this huge thing I have to do on Saturday. So I'm very sad about that, because I absolutely love hearing these guys singing. Dana, I'm sorry I keep, you know, telling her this, but she literally has the voice of an angel.
Aww.
And you can feel the joy that permeates from her when she is in that zone, and it just touches your heart, and you can't help but not feel good.
Well, we're gonna play some of her music on the show tonight.
Yay! Don't make me cry. Everybody will laugh.
I know. I've also been in, you know, Be Merry in our little sanctuary, and Dana's been there, and she's been singing and doing stuff there, and just it reverberates throughout the room, and it just goes right through you. It gives you goosebumps. I love her.
Well, that's the wonderful thing about vibrational healing is once the vibration goes, it doesn't stop. So we've actually had people flee the room when we've performed because ADC especially, they just like, I can't handle this, and that's totally okay. Because it's about the only way you can avoid vibrational work is removing yourself from its influence. when you're not ready, you're not ready. It really shakes you up in a good way.
Yes, it does. So on Saturday, I guess the IDISI is the Pagan Pride is going to be at the Minnehaha Park Band Show, right?
Mm-hmm.
From 10 to 6, I think it is. And the IDISI will be playing from 10:30 a.m. to 11:30 a.m. And Pirates of Dreamtime will be playing from 3 p.m. to 4 p.m. And I highly suggest, if you are in the Minneapolis area, that you go and check these guys out, because you will be blown away.
I'll see you on Saturday.
Well, yay! Ashley. Well, make sure you come up to the tall, blonde, fat diva and talk to her. That's me.
I will absolutely do that.
Wonderful. Well, thank you so much, you guys, for, you know, doing what you do and holding space for this type of work, because we're all in this to make it all go, you know. Lots of work to do.
Lots and lots. Well, I know you've got a meeting to get off to, so we're going to let you go, Dana, and thank you so much for spending some time with us. So appreciate
Absolutely.
It.
Blessings to you both. Yep,
I'll hold. Bye-bye. Darling.
I love you, Dee. Bye.
I love you, too. Bye.
Oh, God. Teresa, I know that there's a bunch of really great pagan activities that are going on. You want to talk about that at all?
We have, let me see here, at Be Merry. September is going to be a fun month. We are, it's all about fairies this month.
Oh,
and
cool.
Getting in touch with the fae. So we're going to have our Thursday classes starting up again, and they are all going to be on fairies, and we'll be doing, like, meditations. We're going to do, I'm going to be leading an art project where you're going to be making your own fairy. Then we have our drum circle is coming up also, and that. You caught me off guard. So now, you know, I have to scramble to find this information. And how dare you do that to me? But then you flubbed up in the beginning. So there you go. So here we go. Here we go. Getting to September. We have our community drum circle on the 21st of September. And we'll be back out at Seven Nations, drumming where I got my fairy picture from. Then on September 15th, we have our Moon Watch, where a bunch of ladies get together and we do a lot of healing work and connecting, and it's all about getting back in touch with your moon, the moon cycles, and how, you know, we all deal with that fun stuff. And then on the 29th, we're having our open house.
Very cool.
And it's going to be fun.
Cool. I can tell you on my end, on September 8th, I'm going to Pagan Pride, and I'm dragging Ashley's ass with me.
Oh, ass. Bleep.
Bleep.
I'm jealous.
But I'm going with the really cool people from ROM, who we've had Kevin Urbanczyk on the show a couple of times. We're going with them. And then on the 15th, there are two activities going on. During the day, I am teaching a workshop at, oh crap, what's it called? Lake Harriet Spiritual Community. Sorry, I lost my mind for a second. And then that night, Pagan Living TV is hosting a bonfire. My cat is going insane. Is hosting a bonfire, and for only $25, you get chili, three microbrew, and something else that I can't remember. And then there's all kinds of prizes. And not raffles. Oh, I think it is raffle, isn't it, Ash?
No. Yeah.
Okay. So anyway, and that's just for $25, and it's a huge bonfire. There's going to be rituals and drumming, and that'll be super fun. And then the 28th and 29th, I'm back at Lake Harriet with Bobby O'Sullivan, the ever handsome Bobby, and we are going to be doing aura photography. So, and there's other stuff too, but that's just all I can think of off the top of my head. So it's going to be.
You know what? I'm going to pop in on the 28th because I am addicted to the aura photography. Sorry. I need a new picture.
It's cool. And he's teaching me how to do it. So we're going to tag team because he's got two cameras. So I'll be doing the photography as well as he will at all these different events. So my dance
is
starting to get pretty damn full.
But it's the festivities.
Yeah, and as Ashley said, fall is coming up. Autumn, best season ever. Hey, we kind of harmonized.
We did. Ooh, disharmony. Yeah.
Along
with the cat in heat. Great harmony.
She tried having sex with the little pink netbook, Teresa, the one that I'm sending home with you. Yeah. She
tried God, no.
When she was done with Ashley's leg.
No, God.
So well, I'll be getting the rubbing alcohol and just going, oh, kitty jerk.
Yeah, really.
I'm going to get a little bullet and put it in a cat toy, and I'm going to send it to your kitty.
Ew. I don't want to know. No, no, no.
I'll hide it in my cat bed, you know, and she can just lay on there and go, meow. Wow.
Can I just say ew?
That was like a mating call.
That was a mating call.
I love you ever so much.
Well, Teresa and Ashley, I want to thank you both so much for agreeing to be my co-hosts on the amazing Sit a Spell show. And Josh just wrote something really naughty. But I want to thank you guys so much for agreeing to be my partner in crime. And I want to thank all of our listeners out there for spending this hour with us. It was a blast. I really had fun, didn't you?
And a special thank you to Dana Jean Walter.
A special.
Who will be at Pagan Pride this Saturday. Go and see them. It's awesome.
And that's at Minnehaha Falls, correct? I'm almost
That's
confident.
At the Minnehaha Falls Bandstand.
Okay, so for those of you that cannot make it because you live in, like, Hawaii, we will update you on next Wednesday with how everything went, because I think it's going to be a blast. And you can, I will make sure to have on our website, just go to empoweringthedivine.com. Oh, we didn't do any spells today, so there's no spells for you to do, because it was just too busy, and we talked too much, frankly.
Yeah.
I don't even know where the moon is at, but we just had a blue moon, so okay. Anyway, I'm rambling.
You are.
I kind of am. Okay, so we will have all of Dana's information up on the site and, you know, pretty much everything that you need to know. Just go to empoweringthedivine.com, and that is, for now, the official site for Cytospell. Cytospell will have its own website up eventually, but our branders are working on making it pretty. So until then, you know, that's where we're at. So thank you guys so much for sitting your spell with me. I'm glad that you had fun. I know we did, and we've got an amazing show for you next week. You guys are going to be excited. I haven't even told Teresa or Ashley what we're doing. It's going to be...
You're evil.
I know, but you're going to be so excited. It's going to be a rockin' show. I'll tell you eventually. Like, maybe.
Talk show tease.
I'm a talk show tease.
That's how you rope them into the next show.
Oh, I guess it is, isn't it?
It is.
Oh, I guess I'm smart.
Maybe,
and I didn't.
Maybe I'll have to find four more really cool news stories for Ashley again.
I got to tell you, the news stories that you found for her are so much better than the dumb ones that I was finding, because half the time I would give her those stories because I knew the words were ridiculous, and it made me giggle. But then it's like, you can't giggle at death.
Cool.
So... You can find
the erection part with the scarecrow. I knew that was perfect for Ash. I knew she would go,
out loud.
It made me laugh.
Because I love her ever so. I love you ever so, Ash.
So.
Ever so.
That was really good.
Oh my God, I did.
High five.
Woo! All right, you guys. Have a great week, and we will talk to you next Wednesday. I was going to say we'll see you, but you won't. So, all right, guys, have a great week. Remember, if he cheats on you, he will cheat with you. I said that backwards, but you know what I meant.
Y'all
and
got it.
Most importantly, remember that you are loved and you are wonderful and amazing just the way you are. And always remember to take back your light, my darlings. Bye bye. Thank you.